We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Braisa. Tanur Rabbanon, Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Someone picked Yerokos Erev Rosh Hashanah, Asher Tavay Shemesh, before Shkia, V'chazav Liket, and again he picked the vegetables, Mishat Tavay Shemesh, after it was night already. Ain Tarmin Umas Mizel Zay. You can't take Truma or Maestris from one another one, because two different years. Fishain Tarmin Maestris, Vlemina Chodosh al Yashon. Not from the old on the new, Vlemina Yashon al Chodosh. And not from the new on the old, or not from the old on the new. You can't take off Truma Maestris from one year, another year. So, good Kasha Maestris, Tayyash asked the Kasha. Lechara, how could he pick Yerokas on Rosh Hashanah? What's going on over here? It says over here, "Mishat Tavay Hashemesh." Look, what do you mean? You're talking about Yid over here taking Trumas and Maestros. He's picking stuff on Rosh Hashanah. So Tav Tosis speaks out, "B'Yishalmi Mukri Lo B'Nachri." On the Yishalmi, it says that we're talking about a non-Jew who picked the Trumas and Maestros. Zokta Brisa Vaita, that it has other nafkaminas also. It's not only nafkaminas that you're picking from a Yashon and Chalosh Chalosh and Yashon. Im Haisa Shnia Nichnasas Oshlishis. We know that the years have different Maestris. Every year is Maestro Rishon, which goes to the Levi. The first and second year of Shemitah is Maestro Sheni, which means you take the Tvua and you bring it up to Eretz Yisrael to eat it, or the Paris. And the third year is Maestro Oni. You don't give Maestro Sheni, you give Maestro Oni. So the first 2 years are Maestro Rishon and Maestro Sheni. The third year is Maestro Rishon and Maestro Oni. So how do you know which one? How do you calculate which one goes to Maestro Oni and Maestro Sheni? So im Haisa Shnia Nechlesa Shlishes, if it's going the second year into the third year, Shnia Maestro Rishon Maestro Sheni. Shlishes, the third year is Maestro Rishon Maestro Oni. And what's the cutoff date? Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. Anything after Rosh Hashanah is the third year. Before Rosh Hashanah is the second year. So that day when they had this non-Jew cutting off this Yerokas or this Tvua or this Peris, the first one went for Maestro Sheni, and the second one went for Maestro Oni. Immediately. How do you know this is a halacha of Maisa Oni and Maisa Sheni stops? How do you know it's halacha? What's the makar from the Torah? This is nothing to do with one year Oni. This is just what's the makar for Maisa Sheni and Maisa Oni? How do you know that the third year does not have Maisa Sheni and only Maisa Oni? Immediately. I don't know if Levi. This pasuk is a pasuk of Maisa Oni. It says, Kisachal Allah says, Kol Maser Tuascha Vashon Ashlishish. When he finished taking off all the Maiser on the third year, Shnasa Maiser, the Shnas of the Maiser, Venasata, Le Levi, Le Ger, Le Yashin Valmano, Vachov Shirachas Veil. You give it to the poor person, to the Levi, Ger Yashin Valmano, Vachov Shirachas Veil. It says, it's called Shnas HaMaiser. Not Shnas HaMaiser, it's Shnas HaMaiser. So you make a deal. Shana She'ein Ba Ela Maiser Echad. It's a year that only has one Maiser out of the two Maisers from last year. Last year was two Maisers. This year is only one Maiser left. Okay, besides the Maiser Oni that's coming up in the Pasuk. Okay, it's up. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni. Maiser Sheni Yivatel, but you get rid of Maiser Sheni. Freyti Gemara, Ein Ela Af Maiser Rishon Nam Yivatel. Maybe Maiser Rishon should be gone. And what does Shnasa Maiser mean? Shnasa Maiser of Maiser Oni. Oh, that's it. Maybe Shnas and Maisa is going on. What happens afterwards in the pasuk about giving Maisa Oni? Who said there's any other Maisers from the last 2 years left now? Tam Aloimar, the pasuk says, Velavim to Dabem and Marta Lehem, Kisich, talk to the Levim and tell them, Kisichu Mais Meishos and Maisa, Shazad Lechem, Itam, Benachaschem, when you take Maisa from them. So the pasuk says, Elosh Adir, Benachaschem says, Vara Moses Ben Ochum Hashem, Maisa to Maisa. That's the pasuk that says that when you get Maisa Rishon, Levi gets Maisa Rishon, from the Israel, he takes off Maiser and gives it to the Kohen. But what does it say in the Pasuk? That when he gets Maiser and it says something about Banach Laschem, he keeps you a cost of a Nachlo. We makash it to a Nachlo, which means something you own. Ma Nachlo ain't lehefsik. You took a Nachlo, you own forever. Af Maiser Rishon ain't lehefsik. Maiser Rishon also has no hefsik. And through the whole Shemitah, 6 years of the cycle of Shemitah, there is Maiser Rishon. That's this Bryce's drasha. Tayin Amahachi. It says Tani Yidach, but they change it to Tani Namahach. We'll bring a Raya from a Braisa that this thing is true. Actually, this Braisa, I'm going to bring down, there's another drasha to prove that the Levi gets Maaser Rishon even in the third year. Tanya Yidach, Tani Namahach. Kizchal Aser, Shana Shein Bala Maaser Echad. The Shana only has one Maaser from the two Maasers of last year. Only one of them is this year. Only Maaser Rishon, not Maaser Sheni. Okay, so Maaser Rishon, or Maaser Oni. Or Maaser Sheni Yivat, or Maaser Sheni is Batal. Yochalach Maaser Rishon Nami Yivatel. Maybe also Maaser Rishon should be bottled. And the pasuk that says Shnasa Maaser means Maaser Oni, which says further in the pasuk. Tamalema, not a pasuk. This pasuk says, we're talking about the third year or so. It says, Mekseh Shalosh Shonim Toitzitz Kol Maaser Tuos Chavashonah Ahi V'Nachta V'Sherecha Uvah HaLevi So it says Avah Levi and Vager Yosef Amona also in that same pasuk in the third year. So with darshaning, that means to say they get Maaser Rishon also. Avah Levi calls Man Shaba Tein Lo Div Rav Yehuda. So Rashi explains because this is talking about the third year and says he comes, the Levi comes. Therefore, you see, he gets Maaser Rishon. Freaked the Rishonim. Maybe it means Avah Levi Yatza Ani. Maybe it's coming Yatza Ani. You see, in the pasuk one Ani also. Maybe Levi also could be Ani. Stam Levi Ani who? So why doesn't the Levi also may come and take my honey? What is it? It's my Rishon. So the Chaim Kievsky and Derech Amunah, the first Bir Halacha and Derech Amunah, Maaser Shenis answers that the Avah Levi is extra. The word Avah Levi is extra. Just say, give it to the Levi. What's Avah Levi? Teaching us that Makom Malkam he gets it. Because Man Shabbat Tainloi, he gets my Rishon as well. The Rabbi Yehuda. Well, as we Yaakov Aimer, the drasha we have before, in its Torah, Chari Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Vel Avim to Dabe, Vemart Aleim, Kisichu Meisper Yishoa, Samasa Hashem, Shat Lechem, Yitom, Anachla Aschem, Hekishu HaKosav Anachla, Ma Anachla Ein La Hefzik, Af Maisa Rishoin Ein La Hefzik. Just like we make a Hekish to Nachla, just like Nachla Ein La Hefzik, Af Maisa Rishoin Ein La Hefzik, Maisa Rishoin also has no Hefzik. And that's when we know that Maaser Rishon stays even in the third year. Akaponim, the Gemara brought drashas to show us that in the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there's no Maaser Sheni, instead there's Maaser Ani, but Maaser Rishon is constant through all 6 years. And how do you kaveya, what's the third year, what's the second year? Rosh Hashanah is the kaveya, just like it's the kaveya for Chodesh Al Yoshan, the same thing, it's the kaveya also for Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara Vayit, it said in the Braisa, Yerokos, Maisrois, and Adorim. That Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Adorim. What does that mean? Tana Rabbanon, Hamuda no Mechaveiroi, Lashono, Moina Shtei Masa Chodesh V'yoyim L'yoyim. If someone says, I'm not going to have Hanah from Reuven for a whole year. The Reuven, you know, used to have a lot of, give a lot of Hanah, big Kiddush every week. He said, I'm not having Hanah from Reuven for a whole year. The loch is, you count 12 months day to day. He says for this year, even if he's only the last day of the year, 29L, also the year is over. Even if the man says that you need at least 30 days, and one day of a year is not considered a year, so how can you say means one day, it means 30 days. We even had before, but it's schiris batim. When you're renting a house, you say Shana Zu has to be at least 30 days. But when it comes to this type of thing where you're saying, I'm not going to have Ana, Litzuri Nafshe Kavaleh, who's becoming to have some kind of tzar, but Tzarleh, I said one day couldn't have Ana, even one day blibes a year. Ve'im Nisan, maybe it's Nisan, Haino Shana Zu means Tishrei. We're saying Rosh Hashanah Tishrei is Famuda Ana. How do we know it's Tishrei? Maybe it's Nisan. We saw by Schiris Batim, we had a big machlaikas. We weren't sure when it was, Nisan or Tishrei, or maybe it was the whole year. So how do you know it's Nisan? Our answer is Nedarim Halach Achalos V'Adam. By Nedarim, we always go what people call Rosh Hashanah. What do people call Rosh Hashanah? What's the new year? Everyone calls Tishrei the new year. Even in Halacha, you want to tell me Nisan's the new year. But in people's Lashon, Rosh Hashanah is a new year, and therefore it comes to Nedarim, we know a klal Halach Achalos V'Adam. The question is like this: the Gemara before said, why didn't we say Maestris in our Mishnah? Said it's Yerokah is a culture came Maestris because they're Abanon. Why didn't say Nedarim on our Mishnah? So Taisa says twice, speaks about this. Taisa says, Daf Yebezim and Aleph, and Taisa says, Daf Ches, I think. Taisa says, because Bav Sokol like Kamairi. We said before that Iburim was also one of the things that happened in Rosh Hashanah, that happens by Nisan there. That's Rosh Hashanah, Nisan's Rosh Hashanah le Iburim, that you can't do Ibra after Nisan. So Gemara asked, why didn't Amrish say it? So Gemara said, Bav Sokol like Kamairi. We're talking things that start, not end. So here, since it ends here, so therefore our Mishnah did not count it. So don't worry about it. Don't make a schol next Gemara. Tanan Haas, we're into the Mishnah. Hatilson, which is a type of plant that's used for spices, Mishat Titzmach. Its Meiser is Mishat Titzmach, which is after it grows a Shlish. Hatvua Vazesim, Mishiavoy Shlish. Tvua and Zesim, also, they work Mishlish. Meisha Titzmach, Mishat Titzmach is wrong. When it grows enough that the Zera, the seeds in it, are growing already. Then the halach is, those are already called Chayiv in Meiser. And the Tvuv HaZesim is Shvira Shlish. Tvuv HaZesim when it grows a Shlish. Minan Emili. What's the Makar for Shlish? Which Rashi says, this is going on Tvuv HaZesim, which is the only type of stuff that are the Raisa are Tvua, which Rashi teaches means Dagon, which means like wheat and barley, and Tirosh, which is wine. That's all clear in the word Tvua, because it says Tvua is Gerin, Tvua is Yakim. And Zaysim also is the Raisa. The Gemara is trying to find Makar, that these things that are Chayiv, Meiser, mid the Raisa, what's the Makar that the shear is when it grows a third, then it's chayiv in chumas and meisers. The Gemara is being psukah for that. But the other type of meiser, like a yerek, which goes basal akita, and elon, which is a tree, goes basal chanata, that's only the rabbanon, and that the Gemara will explain later on daf yadalad, or the rabbanon de gesvara, why we take off meiser for those. But in the rices, we have to find the makar of pasuk, and that's Shem on tomorrow's year, we'll start from Nana Mili to look for the makar for shlish by the tvua that's chayiv meisers, chumas meisers, mid the rices.